I'm not going to make a reference to 6 inches from somebody's penis, but yeah, cool. We're good. Beginning of the podcast? Beginning of the podcast. Okay. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Podzilla 1985 with Asa Gray.
Yay.
And I'm only
I'm a five-star man.
And he's the only star man. Be sure to check out our new show coming soon called Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man. Should be fantastic. But there are other people here tonight with us too. Jesse Kimball from the... Why are you staring at me that way? From the Marvelous Jesse and Chris and... Nerd Up, which, by the way, I listened to the first part of Nerd Up today after you left, and I really good. You do well.
Yeah, we try.
Hunter listened to the whole show and told me what he thought of it.
Uh-oh.
Cody's here today.
Oh, goddammit.
And no souls.
I know he's bluffing because Hunter loves me, and I love you too, Hunter.
He's listening.
I know.
You can freely kiss his ass on here.
And
hey,
I will.
Hunter, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while.
But we can make fun of him on Nerd Up because he doesn't listen to that show.
Yeah.
But he did.
He does listen.
Oh, no. I haven't yet. I probably will on the drive home. So I'll let you know tomorrow.
Sorry. It's a good show. It's on the network. So.
Well, that's not necessarily a highlight. I've had a sports podcast on this network before. That's not a praise.
Hey, Nerd Up, when it was still Penta, what was it called?
Who knows? Podbean killed it.
Yeah. Nerd Up does so much better than Penta Nerd did. So I think you've done very well with the show, and I love the intros you're doing with it, with the 8-bit
the
music.
Tunes,
yeah, sounds great. It's a good identity. Steven's behind us playing Destiny. Hi, Steven.
Hi.
How's that taking, King?
It's amazing.
Fantastic. So before we get started on tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about drugs. Cody?
Totally versed in this topic. I'm so ready to tackle it.
Yes, you are. Not just drug abuse, drug and sports, drugs, medications, blah, blah, blah. We're going to talk about a lot of things. But first, before we do that, I want to talk to you guys about the angel grapefruit technique.
No!
And one.
And I want Jesse to do his impersonation.
Absolutely not.
Guys, if you haven't seen the angel grapefruit technique, go to YouTube, look it up, skip to about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Make sure your family's around when you do it.
No, don't.
Go
don't,
incognito.
Don't mode. Do it at work.
Do yourself a favor.
Do it at work.
Don't, no, don't.
This, it's a great Christian song.
No.
God damn it.
As the resident Nate. Half-professing Christian on this show,
Nate,
do not follow these instructions.
Nate, your mom's going to love it.
Yeah, your mom may have done it before.
I rescind my former statement.
Sometimes I think the only way that she had kids in the first place is because she mastered the angel grapefruit technique and lured a man in.
Wow.
Like a salty siren.
I mean, she has had, what, 3 husbands?
Oh, shit.
Man, so we went from 0 to Kim Davis in like 45 seconds. We wasted no time tonight.
Boy, I'm just
I am so impressed.
I'm just immediately uncomfortable.
I got somewhere to go, guys.
We're going to get some angry messages.
From Nate.
From Nate.
We nothing. Shannon will.
Oh, no.
No, he'll, he might just call me the worst friend of all time and block me. Or, you know, I don't know.
Shout out to Louie.
Nah.
Wasn't going to mention his name, but all right.
We're just no-selling everything tonight. It's all on the table.
As a sociopath, I could care less. Plus, I have HIV.
No, but you're not a sociopath.
I'm not a sociopath.
Illnessquiz.com ruled out that you are not, in fact, a sociopath.
You can find out anything about your life that you want to on illnessquiz.com and then go watch the angel grapefruit technique.
Please don't do that last thing.
Don't do the first thing.
The first thing's at least fun.
Was that not fun watching her suck the soul out of that dildo?
I can't say that it. Well, okay.
She sucked
the
plastic off of it.
The first time it was terrifying, and you know there was the shock value. After the 9th time I've watched it, because you're pulling like
Jesse, why are you watching it so many times? And you're saying you don't enjoy it?
Because Shannon has shown, okay, when I was in Jackson earlier today on lunch, this is where I saw this. Every person that walked in that he knew is like, hold on, you gotta watch this video. I felt like it was too many cooks all over again.
Too many cocks.
Oh, man.
It's good to be back. Oh, anyway, before we get started, I got something I gotta read on the air from Zach Price, so. Zach's afraid that this is going to suck, and there are a couple spelling errors and grammatical errors. But you know what? It's fine. Zach, you don't have to be the smartest in the world to be endearing. just look at Kim Davis. Endeared herself to millions of idiots. How do you feel about that one, Cody?
Hey, you know what?
Cody, how do you feel about Kim Davis?
I thought we covered this in another podcast that I wasn't invited on.
Good call.
There you go.
All right. So, we did a show last week. I did a show last week. It was just me. It started off fun and frisky, and then it got real dark real fast, and it was the highest rated show like the past 2 weeks.
So if you're listening to this, you've probably heard it.
Yeah. It was basically me pouring my heart out about how miserable I am, and I did it alone in the dark. It's kind of an experiment, and I thought no one would care. I was wrong, and I regret that. Well, Zach Price just listened to it today, which in itself is a fucking milestone, because
that's
he doesn't
true.
Listen
he
to anything.
Say anything yeah.
Right. So Zach was moved enough that he wanted to give a response to that. Jesse, were you here when I read that earlier?
No.
Okay,
not.
So you haven't heard this. Me and Asa and Cody kind of went over it. So this was Zach's response to the why of Sly. By the way, for everyone that... There's so many people that heard the name of that show and thought it was clever, but did not know my middle name. When I told them my middle name was Lee, they were like, oh, your initials are Sly. I was like, why the fuck do you think I would call the show the... You know what? It's fine. It's fine.
Don't all those people also know, like, Tuxedo Sly and...
Sly Dickens.
I just thought you were a huge fan of the Thief Raccoon.
I am a Thievius Raccoonus, but the only thing I steal are people's hearts.
Aww.
Mr. Steely, a girl. Oh, oh, oh.
I wish. I wish I could steal someone's girl. Just for the pride of it. The only person I could steal's girl is like Louie, but you two have her on lock already.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to actually say it.
Oh, I went there. I'll feed you, baby bird.
Hunter.
Local celebrity, close personal friend.
Also, Hunter, this one's for you. Mystery nigga.
Why is that for him?
I'm kind of with you. I want to know where that came from.
So I guess neither of you have seen that video? Was the other video that Shannon was
You've not seen
the
Gangsta
everyone.
Party line?
Oh, right, yeah.
YouTube.
You want to talk shit? You can talk shit for $3.99 a minute.
Niggas is talking shit. Call now. $4.99 per minute. Thanks, Lonnie.
As soon as it's done.
It'd be great if Lonnie actually did have something to do with that line.
It'd be great if Lonnie had something to do. Never mind. Never mind.
Whoa.
Fucking never mind.
Real personal, real fast.
Asa right. almost spit soda everywhere.
So we're about to start the show over.
Zach's response. All right. And I'm going to be very serious. This is my serious face for everyone that can see me at home.
Genuinely you surprised you didn't joke. Go straight to Cosby face.
I'm thinking of crispy bacon. All right. After listening to the Why of Sly show, I had a lot I wanted to say and needed to be said. Everything I was thinking is something that I wanted all the listeners and people we have on the show to hear, but I wouldn't be on a show soon, so I asked Shannon to read this for me on the show tonight. I want to stop that for a second and just point out Zach has never really been great with words, but the man is endearing. When he and I have deep conversations, he speaks from the heart. You don't always have to say things correctly to speak from the heart. So, right. Zach, don't worry about it. I spoke to Shannon earlier today, and he informed me that the new most played show of the week is The Why of Sly. And he was a little upset by that because he felt that it was a sad show. Although it had a dark feel to me it was actually a happy show, at least the first half when he was answering questions. Yes, the first half of the show was fun. The second half of the show was when I found the bottle of whiskey Asa left. You drunk.
Hey.
Do the ditto.
I want it back.
At least he's not hungover on this show.
Who says?
Like, every time, I feel so bad. Because every time he has me on Nerd Up, I always come in just very hungover.
And then Sunday you had the double whammy of him and Mandy.
That's true.
Mandy
both
was
of
much
them,
worse than I was.
Yes.
She's literally a lightweight.
Both of them just kind of like drug their feet in here. They're like, arr.
Games.
So they sounded like the Bender when he got fat.
But he just said woo.
No, that was the Aris Gap and Louis fat fights.
He didn't say Louis, by the way.
God damn it! Why did you have to point it out?
So because 30% of the show is laughter and redacted information, basically.
Oh,
right?
It's not going to be redacted.
Call me a sociopath, you motherfucker.
Delete me from Facebook for no reason.
Actually, I deleted him.
Well, no.
He deleted you.
Yeah, he deleted me.
Oh, no, there was a reason.
Was so mad at,
the reason is you don't like him.
Well, yeah, but I haven't actually voiced that to him.
You did. You just did. I just want to make sure that bridge is so burned that there's no hope of rebuilding it.
So you napalm it.
Yeah. I'm talking like
Salted Earth campaign.
Yeah, like Jews in Germany burning.
God so, damn!
Back to Zach.
Christians, Jews.
Say what you want about Louis, but wow.
But leave the Jews out of it. Magneto suffered enough. When I first asked Shannon to start a podcast, but this is Zach again. When I first asked Shannon to start a podcast, I was drunk and being goofy about it. Then I constantly bugged him every day to start. Eventually, thanks to Hunter Hendrix, it began. The reason I wanted to start a podcast is because I love them. Yes, I do get made fun of on the show for it, but that's okay. I went through a rough period in my life about 2 years ago, and podcasting is what helped me get through them, especially the Art of Wrestling podcast with Colt Cabana. At this point, the next paragraph is almost
Art of Wrestling.
It's just him kissing Colt Cabana's ass. But that's fine. Well, it's fine, Zach.
He listens to this.
Well, he listens to Colt Cabana.
No, Colt Cabana listens to us.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Hi, Colt Cabana. How you doing?
Hey, punk.
Scotty Goldman, we miss you.
Aww. I miss him. Savio, he's not in the new game. Savio Vega is. Fuck him. To anyone who doesn't listen to or know of a show, it is a personal journal. Each week, he has people who are involved in the world of wrestling, announcers, directors, managers, wrestlers, and, of course, wrestlers. It's a fine. All these guests could be on the low indie circuit all the way up to the big leagues, the WWE, but every single person has a story to tell, and it's a way to see what they had to go through and what they still go through and how we as listeners could relate. This show was the same, referring to the Y of Sly, as we see Shannon struggle because of depression that a lot of us work through every day as well. This was a show to where we could all relate with him, and he's not the only person that's telling me that. Mike Branham also said it was highly relatable, and I don't think it is. I always assume my misery is my own, and no one could possibly know how I feel, so it's nice to know that I'm not the only one out there sad. You guys are sad, usually. I'm fucking looking right at Asa, because I know he's sad. I told somebody tonight that you were like my soulmate in misery.
My insides hurt real bad.
My testicles hurt. Anyway, because of that video. God damn.
He's thinking of vacuum cleaner.
I'm thinking of getting a grapefruit when we go home.
Yogurt's what he's thinking of.
He's going to go to Walmart with get a bag of grapefruits and just like a Hoover suction. an attachment. Not even.
I'm just going to go in the bathroom and say, I have to take multiple showers. The noises you hear are the showering.
That sounded like a vacuum pack.
That was exactly no, like, what it was supposed
like,
to
no, like the vacuum pack where you do the freeze meats.
Jesse's auditioning as the Michael Winslow of the Podzilla 1985 cast.
Miss that guy. Remember
I also
him?
Miss that guy.
He's yeah. still alive.
He is. He's one of the good ones.
I don't say we're active, he's dead. Back to
Zach's letter,
by the way. Oh, back to Zach's letter. we're talking about something, right?
As I listened to this show, Shannon said multiple times that he needs this show because it makes him happy. I am the same way. Each week I look forward to recording. It's what makes me happy. Even though some shows get heated and uncomfortable, it's a way for us to get our anger out. I agree that we, the people on the show, or the listeners for that matter, need this podcast. Okay, I think this is where, I think he mean, we don't need this podcast for money yeah. or to become famous. We need this to talk and listen and relate to what we are thinking and what we go through. And that's absolutely true. One of the points I hoped went really hard on that is that I don't do this to make money, Jesse.
what?
It's a joke. Joke. Withdrawn. Withdrawn.
There
with,
you go.
With fucking well, drawn.
I'm the only one here patroning so far. So
no, that's not true.
That's not true. Yeah,
oh,
well, I was actually going to
give a shout out real quick.
Do
yeah.
a shout out
sweet.
On, all right. At some point since we're doing Sunday Random Sunday.
Oh, we didn't. Yeah, I was depressed. Yeah,
right.
I was sitting at my apartment after everybody left, and I listened to a bunch of sad music, and I cried for 3 hours.
Right. So, wait, was the Sunday night the night you dyed your hair?
That was much later. Sunday night's the night I almost died. No, you dyed your hair. Okay, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Well, anyway.
Anyway,
but, yeah,
William Kraft.
Yeah, Will Kraft is our second.
Hi-oh.
And then, shout out to Cody Sandusky as our first Patreon pledger.
I donate $10 to the Podbean account every month.
I'm still up probably a good $200 on you.
Not that, you know, it's a competition or
right.
anything.
Right,
no.
But he just wants you to know
that,
that if it was, he would be winning.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Ace. That's for articulating that.
I didn't drop myself, so I mean, I guess I can't give you flack for that.
I guess I'm not 100 anymore. He's Mr. 200. But yes, William Kraft. Thank you. Love Will Kraft.
I do too.
Ever since the GameStop days, he's a great guy. I run into him occasionally. He added me as a friend on Facebook, which was surprising to me because I thought we were already friends on Facebook.
Well, anyway,
I may have deleted him.
Happiness. For those of you that are confused what we're talking about right now, we did set up a Patreon for crowdfunding because as we get bigger, we need more equipment. We just need more stuff to help, you know, counteract some of those costs.
Right.
It'd be nice if we had a...
Why are you laughing?
More funds.
I thought as we get bigger, we need more stuff, and I thought of Louis again.
Oh, God damn. God. Yeah, napalm. It's like...
Now you're just pissing on the ashes at this point. This is no longer napalm.
He ain't coming back this time.
No. No, he's not.
Someone's Facebook's going to be lit up tonight.
Not yours.
No.
Anyway.
Am I the only one left?
Jesse, tell me about Patreon.
You can find the link on the Podzilla 1985 page. I've actually got it pinned to the top. If you want to head there, basically it's a, you commit to like a monthly thing. You can cancel it at any time. But, if you give us a buck, we'll give you a shout out like we just did Will and Cody. I think $5 will plug your website or YouTube channel. And then, what was the?
I think $100 you get the angel grapefruit technique.
From Shannon Young.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Hey! You're the one that sees the most.
You commit to it.
Billy works here. Sorry, Billy.
He's not here to defend himself. Sorry, but let me go over this.
But yeah, I'm very much against crowdfunding. It's well known, but at the same time, Jesse's absolutely right. We're trying to get better. We're trying to make the show as good as possible. So anything, if you guys love us, donate. We appreciate it. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's from the heart, baby. Yeah. Speaking of from the heart, back to Zach Price, because we're going to get through this letter. Read it. Nope. Not going to make
there
it.
There you go. Save face. There you go.
Where do we stop at? Oh yeah. I feel like all I did was ramble on in this letter, but I just wanted to say that. Thanks to everyone who listens to this, Shannon Young for starting this, and every single person who has on or been a part of the show. This is something I need in my life to help me get through any struggles I've been going through. This is something that the wife Sly reminded me of, and I just had to say it. Thanks, Zach Price. About Zach Price, a couple of months ago, I almost booted Zach from the show completely because of the dis dick joke. It was funny at first. It got unfunny. He used it as a crutch, but he's done a good job of stepping away from that and just being himself and being funny. So thank you, Zach, for being a part of the show. I appreciate it. You are my brother. So now that we're done with that, now that we're done kissing Zach's ass, let's get into the topic of the night.
And now that Zach has stopped listening to the show.
I'll see you tomorrow, Zach.
20 minutes in.
Super Mario Maker, my place, which is right next to your place. Anyway, bring
and
the
next
dog.
To mine.
Yeah. Drugs. You guys like drugs?
I don't know if I should.
I like Tylenol. It makes me feel better when my head hurts.
Ibuprofen is my personal preference. For
Aleve. What?
Aleve. Yeah. I'm an old person. I scrunch that shit up.
Oh, do you? I have to go make a phone call, guys. I'm related. No, the reason I bring this up is because, so I leave my YouTube channel logged on, my personal account in places because I log in and I forget to log out. Well, when I checked my history, I found that there were quite a few visits to weed videos and
instructional weed videos.
Instructional weed videos.
How to roll a tulip joint.
Yeah.
Didn't even know that was a thing until you mentioned it the other day.
And then I think the same day I read about Nick Diaz.
Yes.
Which is why I wanted Cody on the show to talk about Nick Diaz. The drug culture in America, ever since forever, has been huge. Drugs are as much of Americana as of guns and big titty blondes. I wish I knew some big titty blondes. Well, never mind. She knows. Anyway, it wasn't until recently, though, when they started to Jesse, stop looking at Destiny.
For the love of Christ, I really
stop looking at
you're
Destiny.
You're gonna have to switch spots with Cody.
Yeah, because you're right here, and Destiny is right to your left. It's really hard not to look at it.
Steven, put a sheet on it.
I actually thought about it at the beginning of the show, switching suites with Cody, because
you guys at home can't see it, but every time I look at, like, Ace is looking at me, Cody's on his phone, and he looks at me, right. And I look at Jesse, his eyes are fucking glued across the Destiny. Anyway, Jesse.
Speaking of addictions.
Drugs in America, bad. Cody, I want to start with you. Or are they bad? Let's discuss it.
I'll say
it. Nick Diaz, as the sports guy here at Podzilla 1985. Nick Diaz suspended for 5 years because of his third marijuana-related offense by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Do you think that's harsh?
Oh, it's a terrible decision.
Awful decision?
And there are multiple reasons for it, and I'll try not to dive too far into the behind the scenes. But essentially...
Dive in.
In the last year
eat the
or so,
bootleg groceries.
There was only with grapefruit. In the last year, so gross. Sorry,
grapefruit are groceries. Conspiracy theory.
Tanner,
help out.
Tanner, I don't know how it's Thursday.
I'm sorry. God damn it. It was an open window. I had to take the shot. Anyway,
all right.
Over the last couple of years in the UFC, there have been multiple drug related incidents or performance enhancing drug related incidents that have garnered much less harsh suspensions. Just, and I know, Jesse, you'll be familiar with a few of these. Victor Belfort got suspended for performance-enhancing drugs.
Yes.
Avoided any form of testing or his suspension with the Nevada Athletic State Commission. came back and fought a middleweight championship fight last year, or 2 years ago. It's been a little while. Anderson Silva, the same pay-per-view as Nick Diaz, got busted for marijuana, had performance-enhancing drugs, suspended for 1 year. John Jones. Cocaine. During training camp. Hit and run incident.
I was going to say, now Bones Jones was the guy that almost murdered a pregnant woman because he was high as a kite and nearly hit her with a car right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Suspended for, I think at this point it's been indefinite, but it's been alluded that it's probably going to be a year. Nick Diaz, 5 years for his third marijuana-related incident. And I will throw out here, this is an article coming from Fox Sports. Elias Cepeda put out all this information. There were three tests run on Diaz that night of the pay-per-view.
Right.
About 2.5 hours before his fight, about 30 minutes before his fight, and I think about 45 minutes after his fight. 7:12 p.m., his marijuana metabolite levels. So arbitrary information, I guess they test. You have to have a certain threshold.
Yes.
7:12 p.m., 48.73. I'm not going to give the scientific measurement because it doesn't matter. 10:39.
Neither does a lady if she's fat.
The shit,
Jesus!
Swerve! The Vince Russo moment of the night. 10:39 p.m., 733.23. Less than an hour later, 61.04. The first test,
You see the look on my face right now, right? Okay.
Almost a 700-point increase, and then about an hour after that, a 700 or 650 decrease. This article notes that the first and third tests were administered by a World Anti-Doping Association accredited lab, which is the organization that pretty much the Olympics, any big legitimate sporting organization, utilizes as the standard. The first and third tests were accredited, a lab accredited through them administered the test. The second one was not. And that is the test, the ridiculous 733 figure that the Nevada Athletic State Commission is using to say, he got high,
right,
and we're going to kick you out for 5 years.
Now, I was going to ask you about that. All right, so for the people that don't know, and Jesse, if you know, or Cody, I doubt Asa does. Because Asa, you're probably like me. You like UFC, but you're not really smart on it. I'm not smart on it. A five-year ban by the Nevada
Athletic State Commission.
Yeah. What does that mean for him? Does that mean he can't fight at all?
He is not sanctioned to fight in the state of Nevada. And the thing that goes along with that, common courtesy holds, and this used to be an old thing in wrestling. I'm sure you guys here are familiar with the previous histories of wrestling. If you weren't accredited in one state commission, all other states honor that. That's still the case as far as I understand. So if Nevada bans him, that means New York bans him, California bans him, anywhere that a fight could be hosted in the United States. And with it being the World Anti-Doping Association, logic's going to dictate that probably places in Canada, Rio de Janeiro, London, will also ban him.
So
you've got a five-year ban saying he can't earn a paycheck, he can't be there. And what's furthermore, his brother Nate is fighting in December. The illusion is that he won't even be able to be at ringside with his brother for that fight. He's not participating in because he's banned.
But also a big part of it being the Nevada Association is that's where the bulk of UFC events, their hub.
Right, yeah. That's the bread and butter. It's like Madison Square Garden for WWE. It's their place.
Right.
Except instead of running, five or six shows a year, UFC runs like one a month.
Yeah.
Two a month.
And a cycle of three or four different casinos.
Yeah.
And Jim Gray. Yeah.
So pretty much a 5-year ban on Nick Diaz, that's the end of his career, more or less.
Because he's a 14-year vet. I'm trying to pull it up. He's 32 years old. So 5 years old, or 5 years out, 37 years old. It's not worth his time to come back because he's so far out of the sport.
Yeah, I mean, he's done. What's his options at this point? Wrestling? TNA, WWE, in as a personality?
I don't even know if I could do that. I mean,
the sport commission kind of governs over them, too.
Does it?
They can. I think Nevada is a weird state because I think TNA ran into some issues with them, and I could be just making all of this
up. No, I'm actually reading the death of WCW, the 10th anniversary edition.
Oh, such a good book.
Oh, I'm so glad I bought it today. But they discuss about that in the 50s and 60s that New York Athletic State Commission handled all of that through MSG.
Yeah.
And if someone got popped for something there, they were pretty much blacklisted for the rest of the country.
And really, it's very relatable to the war on drugs that the United States has gone through for however long. And the war on drugs, Asa, you may not agree with this, is a waste of time.
It's a failure.
It's a failure.
Yeah.
All it's done is cost tons of money and done nothing. I know there was a guy who got popped 3 times for drugs and got a life sentence for it.
Mandatory minimum sentencing.
Yep. Yes. It's ridiculous.
Thanks, Nancy Reagan.
That bitch.
I'm not going to speak ill of the dead, but since we've gone
there. Is she dead?
Is Nancy Reagan dead?
I don't know.
Is A. Reagan alive? Google.
I know Ronald Reagan's dead. Yeah. Let's see.
Well, Ronnie's been gone for a while.
Nancy Reagan, she's so dead, she's not even popping up on Google. Hold on.
No, she's still alive.
She's still alive. She did get a new job as the host of Tales from the Crypt. Congratulations. I'm loving it.
Wait a minute. Okay. Good.
So, drugs in America, and when it comes to the drug war and whatnot, there's no solution, right? I really have no point for this podcast other than to talk about
Colorado's done pretty well for themselves with legalizing marijuana.
Was that the only option, though, is to legalize marijuana? Should, in your opinion, and if you don't want to state it, I understand, should marijuana be legalized?
I think it should be. I think it should be, but it should also still be regulated. The Colorado model has proven just absolutely successful. There's no real downside to it. The state is making just a metric butt ton of money.
Yeah. You don't think this contributes to the, let me play devil's advocate. All right. Okay. That I don't necessarily believe this, but I'm gonna play devil's advocate. That legalizing drugs and the pot culture, stuff like that, is going towards the demoralization of the United States of America and pushing us into a,
what's immoral about it?
I mean,
again, yeah.
Alcohol's illegal. Do you think that pushes it towards the immoralization?
Wait, alcohol is legal.
Is legal.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not what I said, but it's what I said.
First off, let me start by saying I absolutely believe marijuana should be legalized too.
Well, yeah, I know. You're doing devil's advocate.
I'm doing devil's advocate.
Do all of us at this table?
I'm pretty sure we all agree.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's, everything that people argue is true about marijuana. It's, you know, if done right and regulated, it's safe. It's, I would be opposed to it if you weren't exactly right. I said they still sell alcohol. If alcohol is for sale, there's absolutely no reason that marijuana should not be legalized. It is ridiculous because alcohol kills people. People die.
And no one here at the table, like, actively smokes either. Like,
no.
this is coming from, like...
This is coming from people that don't smoke weed.
Right.
I know plenty of people that smoke weed. I've had a
I'm just saying, that's my frame of reference to someone who has never before.
Yeah, well, to me, it's nothing.
Right.
Like, when I smoke, when I was younger, I had friends, Jerome and Derek. Derek's probably listening to this. He's probably laughing right now. we smoked once or twice. I once sat in Jerome's driveway in my car smoking with him when my dad drove behind me, and I know he saw me. He never said anything, but I know he saw me. But I just didn't enjoy it. I didn't feel anything. To me, it was a waste. So I have no problem with people that do smoke weed as long as you don't.
You're always responsible.
Be responsible. No, but that's the problem. There are people who aren't responsible about it. There are people that abuse it. There are people that literally live for nothing else but to get high. And
that can be said about not just marijuana, though. That's
there's, you know, with any sort of vice like that,
you can go overboard.
Right. You can go overboard with anything.
But so you can't treat it differently than anything else.
Right.
You should not be able to, you should not have, personally, I hate alcohol. I'll go out and say that right now. I wish they did not sell alcohol because my father was an alcoholic. And I know some people drink socially. That's fine. Some people can handle it, but some people can't. My father was an alcoholic. My brother was an alcoholic. I have no doubt that it contributed to my father's death. I know it did because, he was in bad shape from the drinking and the smoking. Right. Cigarettes are another thing. The fact that they sell cigarettes is ridiculous. Here is a product that will literally kill you. Has no positive side effects.
None.
Nothing. It's poison. And they sell poison and they regulate it and they tax it. Because the government's a bunch of bastards.
Well,
that's what they do.
It's less the government as much as the companies selling it are gajillionaires and can make the government officials millionaires.
Government's still bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Yeah.
They accept the bribe.
Yeah. And we as Americans are idiots too. Let's not just put the blame on the companies. No cigarette company has ever forced a cigarette in your hand. Not anyone here, because again, none of us smoke.
Right.
But no company has ever forced a cigarette in your hand or in your fingers and said, smoke this. They do advertising, or at least they used to, but it's up to each individual person to do it. I've been offered lots of drugs and alcohol, and I've never taken them. It was my choice. You know? So it's not just the government, it's also the people. The people have to be smarter than that, and they're not.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You say, go ahead. Don't leave it like, cold. I mean, you state the fact.
The end. All
my
right.
My drop moment. Yeah.
But now, have a good night, guys.
But now there's, I will say because there are people whose argument against legalizing marijuana is they do the immediate slippery slope. Well, okay, then let's just legalize heroin and cocaine and all of it. Like, just make everything legal.
Isn't that the same people that say, well, if a dude can marry another dude, next I'll marry a horse.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's not a good...
It's a fallacy. Yes. It's a logical fallacy, and that's why it is not an acceptable argument.
Because, man, I will say just the same kind of situation where, you know, things can go out of hand. Because I know, like, my two brothers, they started out with just pot. And, you know, that's what they, that's all they were going to do. They never wanted to do any of the harder stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got so.
It's a gateway drug.
To the, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it can be a gateway drug. Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people's argument is. And it's just, I mean, it's not wrong. But at the same time, like cocaine, heroin, meth, those have serious negative side effects.
Yeah.
That come from directly from use.
Yeah.
As opposed to marijuana, which does have negative side effects, but again, no worse than alcohol.
No,
but it can also have some medicinal positives.
Oh, yeah, there's definite positives to it.
There's a whole lot. They treat, and even like, and not just marijuana, like there are, you know, there's kind of tiered levels of different drugs, because like pot has, you know, has been used to treat like chronic pain in people.
You're welcome.
Hemp is used as.
Hemp could be used
hemp
as everything.
Hemp could be used for lots of things, yeah.
Thomas Jefferson grew hemp.
Yeah.
It was the rope industry that was like, oh, hey, you're going to make us not rich, so hey, make this illegal.
Smoke it.
Make it illegal.
Smoke.
Smoke.
Not now, Jared.
Are you smoking yet?
There's a study done on mushrooms where in a controlled environment, like a therapy session with mushrooms was helping soldiers with PTSD.
Yeah.
Like it, yeah. Like helped treat their PTSD and like severe, you know, I can't think of any of the other, like various, there's PTSD is kind of the overarching term.
Yeah.
But there's like depression and.
Right. Specifics to
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But it like, there's like scientific accredited studies done that, you know, in a controlled environment, they're not just like, hey, here's a baggie of shrooms, go nuts.
Yeah. And I think that's the problem people have with drugs. And I call them drugs and I group them all together, but I agree there are different tiers. Mm-hmm. But everyone assumes that when you do drugs, you're worthless. That it's just do this, get fucked up and shirk all responsibility. Yeah, and that's not true. I knew a guy, he did mushrooms, but he was a good guy. Not only was he a good guy, he had a job. He was a plumber. He saved this kingdom multiple times, destroyed a couple castles, stopped an evil overlord.
Played tennis, played golf, drove cars.
He had so many jobs.
That son of a gun had a big,
I heard he got his PhD.
What?
He was popping He's pills like me. Crazy too, man. He moved over from the shrooms into pills.
We call him Dr. Feelgood. Ace is now covering his face as in, thought this was serious. But no, yeah.
I'm not high enough for this.
Had you guys going. Yeah. I saw Lindsay was the first one to react. I think she got it first.
I heard plumber and I was like, wait a minute.
I know what this is. Yes. All right, off topic for just a second. I was still sort of on topic.
I'm about to say more on topic.
What was going through Shigeru Miyamoto's mind when he made a character who eats mushrooms to get bigger and fights an army of turtles in a magical kingdom?
Wee! I mean, acid?
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, like, that's, well, okay, no, I heard recently that it's not actually true, with Alice in Wonderland being based on an acid trip. I always heard that, but then I heard recently that that's not actually true. Do you guys have any idea what I'm talking about?
It might be true.
Lewis Carroll.
Yeah. Do what?
I was talking about the author, and yeah, I'd heard that in the past.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, because they used to use all kinds of bad drugs for everyday routines. Cocaine was used as a headache reliever.
Yeah. Fun story, like, it's been going around Reddit all day today. People are posting old ads from the 70s for cocaine
yeah.
and cocaine accessories.
Damn it, Jesse.
No, we were at my former job. I was helping. We were clearing out an older doctor's office who still worked. This guy's still practicing. He's like mid-80s. And his room was just filled with stuff. So we're clearing out. He had a tax-accredited receipt, like 1967, for marijuana, opiates, and cocaine.
Did you say cocaine?
Yeah, cocaine.
And, yeah, I mean, Coca-Cola originally
had
cocaine in it.
Yeah. I think Pepsi still does because I can't stop drinking it.
That's pretty true.
I'll say everyone at this table has one except for me. You guys you've been bit.
Clearly, Asa doesn't have one.
He did.
I did.
Clearly, Asa
Damn.
Has one.
Yeah, but do you guys have one with real sugar?
Nope.
You pay extra for that.
Yep.
But the high fructose corn syrup keeps me warm at night. It makes my heart beat real fast, so that it generates heat.
So
that's how that works.
We are all in agreement that drugs are okay, then, or at least marijuana.
I was about to say, let's go back a little bit.
I will say, like, to, while I agree that the 5-year suspension is,
ridiculous.
Is absolutely ridiculous yeah. and insane, if your place of work says, hey, you can't do this thing, don't fucking do the thing.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if I get what you're saying. You're saying if the job you take has certain rules you have to follow and you don't follow them, you deserve to lose it?
That's pretty much the point I'm making, yeah.
I think...
I know. It's a groundbreaking, like, this kind of...
I feel like this should be talked about more. Like,
that's not my America. How dare you?
Because it's, I mean, like...
Kim Davis. Hashtag whore.
Oh. Oh, there it went.
Yeah, I mean, and it was... 5 years, yeah, definitely agreed. It wasn't really, that's
for marijuana abuse, that's stupid.
And I want to mention, like, when Shannon was actually telling me about the story, like, I hadn't actually heard about it yet. He sent me the message, he's like, I don't know why it says marijuana, it was definitely for steroids.
That's what I assumed, that's what I heard at first, yeah.
Because there's no way they would suspend,
there's no way they would suspend me for 5 years for marijuana.
Yeah, so apparently, because it was his third strike, yeah, he got the 5-year ban, but.
Well, and there's a bunch of, WWE wrestlers that have either left or.
Oh, yeah. Because they were on a 3-strike thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, but of course, like some of theirs was, I think it was Paul London maybe? Was, his was Spice, which is a synthetic
marijuana. Which he still does.
Which is a synthetic marijuana.
That
which
shit's
has,
scary.
Yeah, uh-huh. Which has a, like, that is actually dangerous.
I mean, that's like bath salts.
Mm-hmm.
It's anything that's synthetic. And, you know, the vape pens that are out now. The big thing is that people are smoking synthetic marijuana in the vape pens.
Oh.
And it's impossible to tell unless you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple of guys, wink, wink, that bring vape pens all the time. And now I'm starting to wonder, after seeing things that I saw on YouTube, what are they smoking in it? Because as far as I'm concerned, vaping is okay in our store, but only if it's, you know,
flavored or
flavored stuff. Yeah. Not if it's a hard drug. And it's not just because I'm a boss and I've looked down on that, but I am literally worried about the people that do it.
Yeah, you know, that was actually something, you know, when the vape stuff first started. Like, that's been around since the beginning, because my older brother was talking about doing it. That's
the synthetic drugs?
Yeah, because it's...
Or getting like, getting like a vaporizer. It's a way more concentrated and way more potent.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Huh. And yeah, whenever like vaping first started, like in e-cigs and stuff like that, you can get your own oil stuff and put in it. My older brother got one specifically so that he could put, I think, is LSD, I think, is what you can put in it? Like, is that what was going around?
I mean, there's a couple things you could put on it, yeah.
Yeah. Either way.
Some people literally, from what I understand, melt down, like, plastic stuff and smoke it. I mean, people are stupid.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
are stupid. They will find new ways to destroy themselves.
And I will say, like, this was years ago. My older brother has since, you know, completely given up on that, but... Yeah, that's something that has been around for a while, and it is scary that you can now get it on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. The more we become open about drug, I can't talk when you guys are constantly looking at that damn cake. I look over at you guys, and I know you're listening, but I see you looking at that, and it throws me off. I'm
because
sorry.
Because it's flashy.
It's flashy. Happening here. No, I was going to say, what the fuck was I going to say? As we become more open about the drug culture, that people are finding new ways to do bad things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just everybody wanted marijuana legalized. Okay, well, now marijuana is probably going to be legalized everywhere before too long. But marijuana won't be enough. Then it'll be this, and then it'll be this. Like, people are in love with ways to buck the authority and give the middle finger to the government. And will it stop at marijuana?
I think legally.
Legally, yes.
Legally, yes.
There's no other thing. Are they going to legalize cocaine or heroin
no.
for everyday use? No, it's
no,
ridiculous.
Of course not. Because.
Senior?
He doesn't listen to this show.
God, no. Asa.
Lost Asa for a second.
Asa.
I don't even know anymore. Yeah. It's gone.
But no, there is no higher level to take it to on a legal level, and that's the problem. I don't know if it goes quite toward that logical fallacy of saying this is available openly, so all the other dark stuff is going to become more potent and more available,
yeah.
Or at least more on the surface, because people who deal... I say deal, obviously, under the current legal structure as it being an illegal activity. People who currently deal marijuana, what's their next step? What's their new market share?
Well, why wouldn't you legalize it? It's like, it makes
a lot of money,
yeah.
It's the same reason Nintendo doesn't make more Amiibos. The states are just like, ew, what? You mean we'd have more money to be able to spend on stuff? No, that doesn't sound fun.
I think the worst thing about marijuana, and I think I heard Chris Rock tell this joke, the worst thing about them legalizing marijuana is that a lot of my friends are out of business now.
Yeah.
They don't have a job. Because a lot of people I know sold weed. That was their job. They usually ended up in jail. It's not a great culture. That's
no. Whatever will they do?
But it does, you know, raise an interesting point. Like, the, you know, people always want what they don't have.
Right.
And so once, you know, weed is legal, nobody's, it's not going to be near as popular as it is right now.
Can you look up on your computer, like, Colorado, like, usage rates or how that's been affected? Like, are more people smoking? Or is there a bigger prevalence in cocaine?
I know I pulled up
cocaine?
The taxation information compared to alcohol. At least I have financial stuff. I don't have the usage stuff.
So I hate, people are taking road trips to Colorado like
it's like a destination.
Like it's a fucking vacation spot just so they can go. Same with Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. People that go to Amsterdam just to get high. And I guess that's my problem with drugs is less that people do it and more that they make such a fucking spectacle out of it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my friends in high school and grade school smoked weed, and that's all they wanted to talk about man, I got so high. I'm going to go get high tonight. I got to get this dime. Get me a ride. And I got sick of it. If you want to do it, that's fine. But when you shove it down someone's throat constantly, like that's all you live for, that's pathetic.
It is. No, and
that's with anything.
But right. I mean, yeah. So, you know, like, cause there's people we know that they will only talk about one particular subject. You cannot get them to not talk about whatever.
Metal Gear. Destiny.
Yeah,
Steven
like,
didn't even hit me.
Pokemon, right. Destiny, Metal Gear, wrestling.
Just did.
Mario. Like
Angel,
any...
Angel.
you forgot. Angel he's forgotten. We're safe. Like, we're free.
It's you can take anything like that, and I really think that if everywhere pot is legal, you're not clearly no one's going to have to make that pilgrimage to Colorado as like a safe haven.
It's like Lord of the Rings, because they're walking to Colorado.
No, I think a lot of people are driving.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people.
Not, it's like not driving back.
I feel bad now. So that's been a place I've wanted to go vacation for like
we know
six,
why.
7 years.
It's actually, we all know why.
I used to live there. Yeah. I vacationed there several times. It's a great place. I haven't been there since they legalized marijuana.
And that's what I'm worried about now. It's like, man, I'm going to go. It's like, hey, I'm here for the not pot.
They greet you at the airport with Lays made of marijuana. Very expensive.
You go to the Four Corners, and when you get to the one, there's just a stand there waiting for you. You totally ain't got nothing. Arizona, New Mexico. I know what Colorado's got.
We used to go down to the pool hall here in Cape Girardeau all the time and play pool on the weekends. The last time I went, some guy walked up to me and just said, hey, man, you dealing? I'm not dealing, bro. And he looked at me, he's like, he looked me up and down and went, come on. Because I had long hair and like the trench coat. I looked like a dealer. I did.
That's like the beginning of My Idiot Brother. Cop just walks up to Paul Rudd's character and like, hey, man, so having a rough time. You know, you think you can sell me some weed? No. You're a cop. There's no way I would do that. No, man, listen, I'm having a real bad time. Like, he's in his uniform. it really helped me out. And because he's working at a farmer's market, he's like, here, have some rhubarb. And he hands it to him. He's like, thanks, man, I really appreciate it. You're under arrest.
You needed it, man.
And that's exactly what it is. It's a really good movie.
Also,
I suggest you.
You know what's not a fun movie? It's the Cheech and Chong films. Have you ever tried watching those? That has to be a stoner thing, because that is the fucking boringest, most unfunny movie since the guys that made Scary Movie made all those fucking epic movie, date movie.
God. If you like, you
those
guys
are still selling.
You
they
about,
are.
Talking about Alice in Wonderland being an acid trip.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Cracked article. I don't know if it's an old one or because I just saw it today, but it was talking to the guy who was behind Too Many Cooks.
Oh, wow.
And the first question anyone ever asks him, whether it's the New York Times or BuzzFeed, is, so how high were you when you made this? And his answer is like, not at all. Like, it's fun to watch when you're under the influence of it, but you can't write it while you're under the influence of something. It's just so,
I feel like he knows to go to illnesstest.com and find out if he's a sociopath.
Illness quiz.
Illness quiz. Illness quiz.
Forgive me for missing your site.
As you guys all know, I'm a Sailor Moon fan.
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
No laughter. I was expecting. Well, when I used to watch it, my brother would, he would sit and watch it with me, and my brother was big into drugs. I mean, he didn't like do cocaine. Well, he didn't do meth, at least at the time, I think. He
not
would sit
once.
There.
So many clauses in that sentence.
He would sit there with me while she was transforming. You know, they do like the light show and everything. Right. And he just stared at it and he was like, man, if I was higher right now, I'd be fucking tripping. And I was like, yes, it's a good show. It's well written.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother, for your acceptance. The I gotta get high to enjoy things kind of people, you know.
Right. Well, it's like Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Like
Dave Matthews.
I don't know a single person that has ever enjoyed
rap.
Grateful Dead that does not do drugs.
Raises his hand.
Oh. Wait,
only, but that? I have an emotional connection to it because my mom loves the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
And so, like, I would listen to, she would play it in the car and just, and so I grew up listening to it, so
I could see it being an acquired taste.
I like
Garfunkel and Oates.
Wait.
The girls? The two
yeah.
girls?
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a band. Yeah. Every time I hear it, I think about it too.
Hold on.
Because I'm a big Hall & Oates fan. Every time I hear it, it's like, oh, comedy.
Yeah, yeah, like Simon and Garfunkel and then Hall & Oates.
All right.
Oates.
So let me switch up real quick. Let's switch up from weed and stuff like that. What about, and Zach wanted me to talk about this especially. Last year, when I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety, they put me on Paxil, I think it was called. Mm-hmm. And has anyone here ever been on a, chemical altering medication
yes.
before? You have?
Yeah. No. Only one in my family that hasn't, I think.
Jesse?
Nope.
Nope. Asa, do you mind asking what you were on?
I don't remember, honestly. I think it was Paxil.
How long ago?
I was still living on Sheridan. So this would be like 2011, 2012.
So not too long ago.
Not too long ago, yeah.
How long did you take it?
Like 6 months probably. And I did, I was on a couple. Like I, cause I didn't like the first one at all.
So you did what they told me I would probably have to do is go back, get a different one, so you
yeah.
found one that worked for you.
And yeah. so after the second time I switched, I was just like, no.
You stopped cold turkey?
Yeah.
Which
you are not, which do not do. You are not supposed to
yes.
do that. I
yes.
was stupid and wrong. Do not just quit.
I took Paxil for a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks, maybe a month. And, I started to read about all of the, symptoms from when you withdraw, when you get off of it, if you're on extended periods of time. And there's actually a website dedicated to people's experiences and working through it together. And I got so scared, I stopped taking the drug completely because I didn't want
to
get deep into it and then go crazy. Yeah. Plus, I couldn't get an erection. And you know,
which is no, but I mean, that's just a,
that's
super
not even
common,
a funny thing. Yeah.
No, it's just a really common side
yeah.
effect is that
yeah.
it kills your sex drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And what's frustrating is they told me that only happens in certain people. And as soon as he told me that, I said, I'll be one of them. here's all of the side effects you could have. Nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, all this stuff, loss of erection.
Work.
And I said, that's the one. And that's the,
that's
and that's
the
only
get.
One I got. Yeah. That was frustrating. You know how much money I spent in hookers? Wasted.
I'm gonna step aside for a second at this point.
It's like
well, Cody's out. You start talking about hookers, he gets excited.
It's like they're
he's gotta go make a phone call. It's completely unrelated to what we're
talking about. CJ, get back here.
the Rick and Morty episode where the devil opens the thrift store.
Yeah. Oh, I love that episode so much.
The first item that the devil sells is a potion that when you drink it, you will become irresistible to all women, but you can't get it up. So he walks back into the store and he's just got like these three hookers on his arm and they're just like clawing at him. He's like, what'd you do to me?
You know, that episode is great. He's in here. Rick just starts removing the curses.
You know what that's based on, don't you?
Huh?
You know what that's based on, that story?
Doc and Marty, we know.
No. That particular episode. Like what it's based on?
The Simpsons?
No.
Simpsons wow. did it?
Needful Things by Stephen King about the thrift store open, the devil will sell you whatever
yeah.
you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I knew it was, it's not an original idea. It's been done.
Nothing on Rick and Morty is an original idea because it's not a very good show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can, there are just so many things that are, just, I've seen a million times before.
That's a joke. I like Rick and Morty. It's fine. No, I do like Rick and Morty, but all right, let's wrap it up. Drugs, marijuana.
Speaking
should
of
be,
drugs, Rick and Morty.
Marijuana should be legalized. If it's not my cup of tea, but whatever. Drugs in general are bad. Prescription drugs are terrible. The government is
wait,
keeping us sick.
Hey, whoa, slow down. Slow down. Prescription drugs aren't terrible.
I know you were
going into a bit, but.
No, I don't know if I'm going to articulate this very well. There is a part of me that does sometimes feel that the government kind of controls you through medication. Like some people are diagnosed poorly. Maybe that's what I'm trying to get at. That people are misdiagnosed and put on medication as an excuse for other things. Like, there are some people who are misdiagnosed and are put on medication that may numb them, but isn't what's wrong with them.
Oh, no, and you're not wrong there. I just don't think that it's necessarily an intentional thing.
Not always intentional.
To me, I think it's the, you know, you guys already did the healthcare episode, but like, there really needs to, we could just turn that into like an entire, or turn this whole thing into a mental health episode. Because the mental health care in America is just, it's a travesty.
Bad. Yeah.
We try to hide it away. They just try to blindly medicate people.
And it's actually gotten better than it was, like.
Which is good.
Watch
yeah,
the road to Wellville, you know?
Yeah, now we don't just, like, lock them away in loony bins, you know, with violent offenders and people with depression. Like, you know, those days are gone for the most part.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's still just, people are constantly being misdiagnosed, mismedicated, overmedicated. But that's a whole nother.
That's a whole other show that we could do.
Like, if you think, like, and I will say this because, just I think last week or the week before was, suicide prevention week.
Yeah.
If you are having, like, and it, not just mental health wise, like, if you physically are not feeling well, go to a doctor.
Yes.
Talk to someone.
Yes.
There are so many options that you can take.
And,
that, you know, don't be afraid that, you know, because there is a huge, combine it with, there's a stigma on finding out someone's on antidepressants. There's a stigma.
I was ashamed to tell people.
Yeah.
When I got prescribed Paxil, I didn't want to tell anybody because I didn't want anyone to look at me weird.
Right.
And think, oh, he's nuts. There's still that misconception that because you have a mental illness that you're weird or wrong or you don't belong in society.
Right.
And that's horrible.
And it's the same kind of thing with pot. Like if, you know, just people's knee-jerk reaction of, oh yeah, and he smokes pot every once in a while.
What a pothead.
Stoner.
Worthless.
Loser. Yeah. So, I mean, there's...
And that's not true. So many successful people smoke pot as a recreational thing.
Oh, yeah.
So many successful people do it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And not just, like, famous people or, like...
No, businessmen.
Billionaires.
Lawyers.
Like, yeah.
I mean, yeah, people enjoy...
They do it to relax.
They do it to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's really no different than, you know, having a drink or two after work, except it's probably better for you.
Better for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because alcohol is bad. And you, as a 50% alcoholic, should know that.
I am, like, I'm any day now, it's going to kick in.
So with that said, Rick and Morty.
Wubba lubba dub dub.
I hate that. I fucking hate that. I want to fucking punch him in his stupid fucking face every
time.
There's
actually...
But the Mr. Meeseeks episode is one of my favorite things I've ever seen. I loved it. It was so funny.
I'm here for you, buddy.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me.
I'm here if you need to talk.
Mr. Meeseeks.
Hi, Mr. Meeseeks. I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Yeah. Look at me.
I don't know if you guys are quoting other episodes that I've never seen because I'm not.
We are. You need to watch more.
Yeah.
The Mr. Meeseeks episode is a high point in the season.
Bob made me watch it, and I'm glad he did because I was very entertained. Bob also listened to the Why of Sly episode, and he was the last fucking person I wanted to listen to that episode because Bob and I have always had this relationship where we're really good friends. We're best friends. I mean, he's been my best friend since high school. Well, except for Louis was the interim best friend for a while. Ask Louis. That's what he told everybody.
That is what he told everybody.
Yeah.
Because he kept telling me he was winning in the best friend race.
Yeah. Anyway. but I did not. I don't want Bob to know my weaknesses.
So that he can't use them against you?
No, because, like, Bob. I've always held Bob's judgment so high, and he doesn't understand why, and neither do I. That was a lot of rhyming. So I didn't want him to know that I'm fucked in the head, more so than he already knows I'm fucked in the head. Because the fans at home, and we have them, crazy as it sounds, they laugh and giggle, all those guys are nuts. Most of us really are nuts. Most of us are actually fucked up the brain.
And here's why I really think you would like Community, if you could just get past the fact that they make fun of the fact that they go to just a terrible community college. I understand, like, I'm not giving you shit for that.
Well,
like,
no, I realize that my hatred of that is unfounded, because just because they're making fun of that community college doesn't mean they're making fun of... You know,
but Dan Harmon, the creator of that show, like, he's gone on record as saying, like, all of his characters are broken people because pretty much everyone is broken.
Yes.
Some people.
Some of us are just broken way more.
Well, so, yeah, there's some people that are broken way more, but some people are better at, you know, putting out their best face every time. Some people, you know, they're broken in different ways. Like, that's kind of just how humanity is.
Yeah.
But so he doesn't try to hide that with just, like, you know, oh, they're handsome and charming and smart and funny, and that's all you see. Like, every single character in that show, there's a moment where you're like, oh.
You tell me Alison Brie's moment right now, or I'm walking away.
No, I don't want to tell you her moment, because it's good when you find out.
But she's so pretty.
She is.
She's very pretty.
What's the other girl's name?
Britta.
Britta Perry.
Is that real name? Or?
No, Gillian Jacobs.
She's also very pretty.
She is.
And I like Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
He did not make it through the entire run.
He did not. He turns out... kind of an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
He got banned. Like, did you hear what happened with him?
Yes. The Dan Harmon thing and the voicemail and him. Well, didn't he also, I don't know, he got banned from SNL for years because he was such an asshole.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase is just a bad person.
But he's hilarious.
What's better, Community or Rick and Morty?
Ooh. This is different.
Yeah, that's different.
I did watch, Zach made me watch a clip today of Community where they were playing Dungeons and Dragons. You know, that thing that lost me a friend.
And I really wish that.
Air quotes.
I love air quotes. The Dungeons and Dragons episode is actually a really powerful episode. But if that's the only episode you've seen, it's kind of hard to really
gauge why it was
to really gauge, like, because you're watching it and you might just be like, oh yeah, okay, I get it.
I was like, oh, it's funny. Allison Brie's really cute. Ken, what's his name? Ken Jeong? Is that
yeah, Ken Jeong.
Him dresses the dark elf. And
then immediately
someone that said, "Are we just going to ignore the racist thing that's happening here?"
Yeah. See, and that show is really good about like race and just it's
drugs.
Yes,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah? Pierce gets... Let's tie it together.
Yeah.
Pierce, that's Chevy Chase.
Yeah, Chevy Chase's character becomes hooked on painkillers, briefly.
Like, in a funny way or in a serious way?
Yes, both.
Really?
It starts off with him seeing Andy Dick as, like, this little pilot that's telling him to keep doing the drugs. And then it ends with a really kind of upsetting...
Yeah, Dan Harmon episode. Is just, in general, is really, really good at that. And he does that a lot in Rick and Morty, too.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed about Rick and Morty is that there's this underlying darkness to the character.
Definitely.
Like, not played for laughs at all, legitimately messed up.
Oh, yeah.
And that he's trying to be a good person and he's not. So I really respected that when I saw a couple episodes. I thought, oh, this is not the one-dimensional toilet humor that Lindsay made me think it was. Because Lindsay's a poor judge of character, clearly. Right. That's her talking. Couldn't hear it.
But Community, like, I really think you should, and I have all the seasons on DVD if you want to borrow them.
I think Bob has them too. I'll check. I'll watch DVD. I'm bad about you. DVD. What's this?
They didn't release it on Blu-ray, motherfuckers.
Lindsay just mouthed, I can't even get you to fucking watch Star Wars that we bought. We'll fucking get
but
to
Community's
it.
But Community's good.
Hey, there were,
I'm kidding.
You just offended like 90% of our audience.
Yeah, defend episode one to me. Come on.
I can't.
Darth Maul, motherfucker.
Midichlorians, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
I was about to say Qui-Gon Jinn.
Misa racist caricature.
Misa suck muy, muy dick.
Everyone... Well, never mind for my secondary.
Death sticks.
Death sticks? Are you talking about lightsabers?
You want to buy some death sticks?
Double lightsaber.
You don't want to sell me death sticks.
I don't want to sell you death sticks. All right. So, fuck drugs. All right, motherfucker. Episode one, because you and Hunter, you go around, you're giving each other slob jobs, and you're trying to convince
me. Oh, I wish I could be so lucky.
No, they're forced
Hunter, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get this weird, but.
Yes, he does. Yes, yeah, this is what he does. What's wrong with episode? Okay, let me rephrase that question.
What's wrong with episode one?
No, stop. There were some good parts. Hunter tried to convince me that you don't have to see episode one to watch the rest of the series.
You don't.
I disagree with that because
there is a recommended viewing order that someone on the internet has put out. Episode one is not in that.
But I think episode one is vital because you don't get the backstory with Anakin's mother, which was important for part two. And that goes into creating Darth Vader.
You can put that in a text crawl though.
Well, in the viewing order.
What's more impactful? Seeing his mother love him or a message that said, by the way, Anakin had a loving mother. He left her years ago.
Put it on
not having
card.
To see the other hour and a half.
Oh,
okay, never mind.
I'm sorry, did you forget Darth Maul was in that movie?
Did you forget that Darth Maul's best Star Wars appearances was in the Clone Wars cartoon?
Uh-huh.
Did you forget Natalie Portman's really pretty?
In the other two movies, too?
As a 13-year-old?
Oh, God.
I never understood that. Like,
isn't that how old she is?
I don't know. I actually never understood that, because she looks like she's the same age in all three of those movies, but Anakin is the one that
grows
up. There's
like a 10-year...
So I can't tell if,
they're a different race.
See, and that's what I was like.
She's Naboo-ian?
I was like, is she an alien? Does she age slower?
Earth isn't a planet in this universe.
That's true.
Isn't it? It's in a galaxy far, far away, but it's still...
But he seems to age in But he still seems to age in it. But this is a whole other show.
Yeah.
I still like Phantom Menace for the most part. Yeah, it's got
cool.
Jar Jar.
We can all be wrong.
Can we
about
still be
things?
Friends? Because I thought I was going to lose Dalton as a friend the other day. Because I mentioned that I like Nickelback.
Yeah. I saw that on Facebook.
Oh, that's
actually, yeah.
No, Dalton. The more time you spend with Dalton, the more you'll just be like, oh, buddy.
From what I understand, he desperately wants to demonstrate his value to me. And if he can do that, I will engage physically with him.
You just made his night, day, whatever it is he's listening to.
Oh, Dalton. All right, let's wrap it up on that creepy note, and let's watch that video again.
No!
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 Declined on all. I'm so tired of getting rejected, you fuckers. All right.
I'll watch it with you one more time.
Alone?
Not at this... No. No, I need safety. I will need a safe
word. He needs witnesses.
That's true.
We can tape it.
Direct witnesses.
All right, if you donate $3 to Patreon, we will give you the video.
Don't you put that demon magic on me. Don't you put that demon magic on me.
The reaction video, me and Cody watching it. We should do it. Who can we get to do a reaction video to that?
Nate.
Because
he won't do it. You know he won't do it.
He doesn't have to know
what it is. Yeah, you don't tell him what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Nate, come in sometime. We have a video to show you. All right. And on that note, and we will post that motherfucker on our YouTube channel, and it'll get a billion hits. We'll go viral. So I don't need your fucking billboard anymore. Sorry, Rex.
Is there going to be a billboard? I was like, wait, we're getting a billboard?
You know what the picture's going to be. It's going to be a picture of Cody with two chicks with giant breasts. With him with the thumbs in the middle.
Sandducky.
All right, on that note, we're going to retire for the night. One of us is going to go play Destiny. One of us is probably going to go drink. One of us is going to live a good life. And then I'm just going to go play Mario Maker. Yeah. Guess who's going to drink?
Me!
It's me!
It's me, sad man.
All right, what is today, Tuesday?
Yep.
No Jesse and Chris this week, right? That's next week, or is it this week?
No, that's this week.
Okay, so tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, Jesse and Chris tomorrow. We'll be back with Tanner's going to be in for Tanner Thursday this weekend. Hey. Thank God. We're going to do cult movies finally.
Woo!
Finally. And then Friday, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. So thank you guys for listening. Oh, and Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
First episode of Roll for Friendship.
Roll for Friendship.
That's exciting.
The test episode. All right.
I can't wait to observe.
It's been fun. Pro Wrestling is getting posted on Friday. Yeah. So
sports show still pending at some point. We mentioned sports tonight, which is more than what
we talked about
happens.
Nick Diaz.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll see you on the next one. Have a great rest of the week and get out there and get that Taken King. All right. Have a good one.